It's not everybody's idea of a source for a meal, but roadkill is now potentially on the table for Oregonians. As of January 1st, people who hit some animals with their vehicles can claim the roadkill for food. There are some limits, there are some permit requirements, and it is not legal to deliberately hit an animal with your vehicle for food. But roadkill is technically fair game now in some situations. Let's explore the parameters of the law. From Oregon Fish and Wildlife, Michelle Dennehy joins us, a spokeswoman for the agency, statewide communications officer. Thank you for joining us, Michelle.
Hi, good morning. Thank you.
Good to have you here. So the legislature had to pass a law to make roadkill legal. I mean, what would have happened to people who salvaged roadkill without this law being in place?
Well, that would be a violation of wildlife law, and I think the concern is really poaching. We do have some poaching issues in Oregon, particularly with deer and elk, and the law really has been in place for a long time to keep people from purposely hitting an animal and then, you know, purposely hitting an animal so they can take it home and keep the meat. But what this law changes, SB 372, is basically says you can now, it's important to note, if you hit an animal or if you come across an animal that's been roadkilled, you can take it now legally, except you can only take it for the meat, for consumption of the meat. So you can't take it and keep the antlers, for example.
Okay, so any kind of keeping of it just for anything other than for food is no go.
Correct, yes.
And which animals are we talking about here? Is it restricted just to deer and elk?
Yes, it's deer and elk only. So, for example, it's still not lawful to pick up a cougar or a bear. Those animals can also often be roadstruck. It's not legal to take those either. It's just deer and elk. And another thing for people to realize is for white-tailed deer, there are some protected populations of white-tailed deer. So for white-tails, you can only pick them up in Douglas County and east of the crest of the Cascades, so eastern Oregon. So we have some protected Columbian white-tailed deer populations in other parts of Oregon, and those are not legal to pick up. So just black-tailed deer, mule deer, which are found in eastern Oregon, and then those white-tailed deer that aren't protected.
And are they protected just because the white-tailed deer numbers are low?
Yes, correct. Okay. And they are, so it's okay in Douglas County, but sometimes we'll find them further north. And in those cases, no, you can't pick up white-tailed deer.
Okay.
And there's some other kind of important things to know about the law. This is, so if you, for example, hit a deer or elk, but you don't kill it, a law already on the books allowed people to kind of alleviate the animal suffering and shoot the animal or... But in this case, if that happens, only the driver that struck the animal can take is allowed to salvage that deer or elk, and they have to notify Oregon State Police immediately. So
okay.
That's sort of a long time law that's been on the books that really doesn't change with this new roadkill law.
All right, so let me come back and hit some of these again. So if it doesn't have to be your own vehicle, if somebody else hits it and leaves it by the roadside, you can pick it up then.
Correct.
All right. And then if the animal is wounded but not dead, only the driver can, as the website puts it, dispatch the animal. And that's the only person eligible for salvage?
Correct. And we've had some cases where Oregon State Police have dispatched the animal and then, you know, given permission to the driver to salvage it. But in that case, if you're not the driver that struck the animal and you come across an injured deer elk, you can't dispatch it, and you can't take the animal home. Only the driver can.
We're talking to Michelle Dennehy at Oregon Fish and Wildlife about the roadkill rules now in effect. As of the 1st of this year, you can take home deer and elk that have been killed on the roadside, although it is not legal to poach an animal with your vehicle. You can join the conversation on the exchange. Your questions and comments welcome at 800-838-3760 over the phone, or send emails to jx@jeffnet.org. I'm knocking wood a bit here, Michelle, for myself. I have not hit a deer or elk with a vehicle. It seems like I can mess up an animal pretty badly. Is there much to salvage on some animals?
Well, that's definitely a concern. And I can tell you that even before this law went into effect, if OSP or ODFW came across a roadstruck animal, we'd often try to salvage it and donate the meat to charity. But often, most of the time, it was not salvageable. Of course, you know, there's maybe some higher standards for donating to a food bank. But so that's something to keep in mind is if you, you might see an animal that doesn't really look that traumatized, but then you cut it open and really the meat is not edible. However, it's on the person who salvages the animal to consume the meat at their own risk. ODFW is not going to be doing game meat inspections for salvaged animals. Neither does OSP. So it's really on the person who fills out the permit to, you know, to consume it at their own risk, basically. And another thing is, it's also at your own risk to salvage the animal. So you need to be careful. And, you know, if you're on a dark road at night, you need to think about, is it safe to do this now? And another key thing is you have to get the entire animal off the road and the road right of way. So you can't just take the back straps and leave the rest. You're responsible, if you choose to salvage a deer out, to get the whole thing off the road and the road right of way.
All right. So you have to get the whole thing off the road. Do you have to take the whole thing with you, though?
It definitely needs to be off the road and the road right of way. It kind of will depend on where you are, but you do, you know, one thing you do need to do is you need to take the antlers, if there are any, if it's a male, and the head, because one thing we're asking anyone who salvages an animal to do, within 5 business days, they need to surrender the head and the antlers to one of our offices. Now, the antlers, it's because you're not allowed to keep the antlers under the law. But we're asking people to turn in heads because we're actually testing roadkill animals for CWD, which is a pretty serious disease that thankfully is not in Oregon. We hope it never gets here. But chronic wasting is a very serious problem across much of North America. And we are surveilling deer and elk populations in Oregon to make sure that this, that it does not come to Oregon, or if it does, we want to detect it as early as possible.
Wasn't there one case, Michelle, where somebody brought a deer with a chronic wasting disease into Oregon?
Yeah, a couple years ago. So we've had a regulation on the books for a long time where if a hunter goes out of state and hunts, you know, and harvests an animal and then brings it back, they can only bring certain parts. They can't bring any parts with central nervous system tissue. And we had an incident where someone either had a family member or they were hunting in Montana, a state where they actually have CWD, and brought that animal back. Thankfully, we worked closely with other states, and we were immediately notified that that animal had tested positive for CWD, and we were able to track down the person involved. They were, I believe they were cited, and they had to surrender the animal. But it is extremely serious, and basically, it's caused by this prion. It's kind of like mad cow. It's caused by a prion that animals can spread between each other through nose-to-nose contact, but they can also shed the prions into the soil. So the concern is that if you bury that animal, say, those prions will get into the soil and can infect other animals. So that's really the concern, and that's why we have these regulations in place. And actually new this year, we used to just restrict that regulation to states where they have a known case of chronic wasting disease. Now it's universal. Anytime you go hunting in another state or in Canada, you cannot bring back any parts with central nervous system tissue. We've got details on that in our regulations. That's an important thing for hunters to keep in mind.
Okay, so let me back up, though, and remind people again, there is no chronic wasting disease in Oregon at this point.
No.
But if you do salvage roadkill, you do want to bring the head to ODFW so they can test for it anyway. And then as far as the rest of it, that's the only thing you're going to test for. Anything else is really on the risk of the person who picks up the dead deer or elk and turns it into food. They have to be the ones to vouch for its quality.
Exactly. So eating the meat is at your own risk. And then another thing to remember is that within 24 hours of salvaging an animal, you do need to fill out an online permit. It's free. It's on our website at just odfw.com/roadkill. And you'll just provide some information like your name, some contact information, and also what kind of animal you salvaged and where you salvaged it from. And so far already, I mean, we only launched this January 1st, and already we have a about 100 people that have filled out permits.
Wow, that's impressive, just over the course of 5 weeks. Michelle Dennehy from Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife is our guest. She's a statewide communications officer. We're talking about the roadkill law in effect since January 1st that allows you to salvage roadkill deer and elk in Oregon. You can join the conversation on the exchange. Questions, comments, welcome at 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. So you have to get the permit within 24 hours. And I wonder, Michelle, about the general shelf life of roadkill. I mean, if you see a deer or elk by the side of the road, you didn't hit it, don't know how long it's been there. Is there a usual rule of thumb for a point beyond which you would not want to even attempt salvage?
You know, that's hard to say, but I think, I mean, for hunters, I can tell you that the advice is always, as soon as you harvest an animal, you want to dress it as a, you want to get the guts out and you want to cool it down. So yeah, if something's been sitting there for a long time, the longer it says, the less likely the meat is going to be edible.
All right. So sooner the better. Get the guts out, cool it down, as you said. And then let's walk us through this permit process. You want to, and a couple of steps here. You mentioned get the animal completely off the road as best you can. Within 24 hours, get the permit, take the head to ODFW. Now, how far flung are ODFW offices? I mean, how long a drive might this be to get the head to you?
So you do have 5 business days. You have 24 hours to fill out the free online permit, but you have 5 business days to bring us the head. And we, you know, have offices all over the state, although not every single office, or for example, a fish hatch, if you have a fish hatchery nearby, they're probably not going to be able to handle this for you. So when you fill out the permit on that page, you're going to see a list of offices where you can come bring in your head to get it tested. And we just ask that you call ahead and make an appointment, because a lot of our staff work in the field a lot of the time, and we just want to be sure that we have someone there to help you. So, yeah, that's another thing to take into consideration is, are you going to have time within 5 business days to get this head to one of our offices?
Okay, 5 business days. Though, it does make a bit of a difference. So it's like Friday to Friday, basically, that sort of thing, or Monday to Monday.
And in Southern Oregon, we have, you know, offices in Klamath Falls, Central Point, Roseburg. So we do have a number of offices. But, yeah, for some people, it could be a drive, definitely.
So you mentioned that the permit is available online. You can do the whole process through that, no printing necessary?
Exactly. You just you fill it in, it gets submitted to us, and then in 5 business days, first call ahead and make an appointment, and then within 5 business days, bring in the head.
Okay. Now, is there also an app, I wonder, for smartphone users to be able to access the permit that way too?
No, not yet. And I don't know if that's in the works. So it is online, so you will need cell service. But that's another reason we give you 24 hours, because if you're in an out-of-the-way place, you can salvage that animal. And then once you get back into cell service, you can fill out the permit.
Okay. Are there paper permits available at the ODFW offices, too, if somebody's relatively close?
It is all online.
All online. Okay.
It's all online. Yes.
And is there a fee, Michelle?
No, it's free. We kept it free.
Okay, so the salvage, you just have to go through all the work yourself to salvage this deer or elk. How long, I wonder, will ODFW keep records of the salvage permits that are given?
So I think it'll be, you know, I don't know if we've really talked about that, but it's at this point, it's pretty easy for us to keep a record of what's happening, because, you know, it all just happens through our website. And again, we just ask that you provide some information like your name, contact info, and where you picked up the animal. One thing I wanted to bring up is we have had at least one case where someone found an animal and someone had cut off the antlers of the animal. And then I believe another person tried to salvage it, and we actually had to seize that carcass because it wasn't, it's illegal to take the antlers off an animal. So unless you harvest it as a hunter, obviously. Mm-hmm. So that's another thing to keep in mind is if you come across an animal on the road and it's a male and it doesn't have antlers, then you can't salvage that animal.
Okay, so if the antlers are gone, it's not a valid salvage case.
Okay. As in cut off. If they're just, you know, if it's that time of the year where they don't have antlers, then that's fine. But if they're purposely cut off, then you cannot take that animal.
Okay. Let us take a phone call.
Go ahead, Michelle. I just thought another thing I wanted to bring up. We sometimes get questions about other animals. Can they be salvaged? And I think I already mentioned that you still can't salvage a lot of other game mammals like bear, cougar, bighorn sheep, those remain unlawful to salvage. But even before this law took effect, it is legal to salvage unprotected wildlife. So that would be coyotes, skunks, nutria, badgers, porcupines. And then we also have another class of animals, fur bears. So fur bears would be bobcat, foxes, river otters, beavers. Those are actually lawful to salvage with a fur taker's license.
Okay.
So just keep that in mind that animals are classified in different ways. This new law applies to deer and elk, and they are, you know, I think an animal that when people think of roadkill, that's what they, for meat, that's what they think of, obviously, is taking that deer elk. And I mean, it's good. I think the intent of the law is no one wants to see an animal wasted. So if it can be salvaged and the meat can be consumed, that's the best use for it if it's unfortunately been struck by a car.
Okay, so deer and elk in this new law. Call here from Mark in Redding. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange with Michelle Dennehy.
Yes, in Montana, last I heard anyway, in many years since I lived there, if you come across a roadkill or create a roadkill, you're supposed to take it to the sheriff. He's supposed to feed it to the prisoners in the county jail. My question is, what about people from out of state traveling through Oregon? How does the law pertain to them?
Excellent question for our California folks. Thank you, Mark.
It's the same. Non-residents can take roadkill, too. There's no fee. You just need to fill out the permit. And also, it's important, one kind of hitch in that is you don't want to take it out of state. But I think the key thing is to non-residents can still take roadkill.
Okay, but you don't want to you don't want deer carcasses going across state lines because of the whole concern about chronic wasting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so if you're going to be in the state for a while, you can take it, but otherwise, no, you don't want to take that animal and drive across state lines.
Okay, I was asking about how long you'll keep the records of the salvage permits, and you're still early in the use of the law, but the reason for asking was because I wonder if there's any mechanism for flagging a situation where perhaps the same person, the same truck, bring in 5 deer in 2 years or something like that.
You know, I'm sure that's one reason that we have these permits, so that we can kind of track, is there a problem somewhere? I mean, I think we already know that certain highways, like Highway 97, for example, in Eastern Oregon, we do have a lot of collisions that kill deer. And we've actually worked with ODOT to do underpasses and do things to try and protect deer from getting struck. But yeah, that's something we'll definitely keep an eye on. And that's one useful cause for the permit is we can see, is something going on? Is there an area of the state where we're having a lot of problems and we need to do more to mitigate for wildlife? Or is there a person that's suspicious because they are taking home so many? But I think, you know, I think if you have experience dressing animals, you may just be more inclined when you see a road-killed mm-hmm. animal, you know what to do.
That is true. These are the people who are...
One thing,
yeah, we have to go, Michelle. That's why I'm starting to wrap things up here. So Michelle Dennehy is with the Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife Statewide Communications Officer. We're talking about the new roadkill law in effect since January 1st, which does allow you to salvage deer and elk no charge, but you do have to fill out the form online. Michelle, thank you so much for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you.